Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Woosa! Welcome on in to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass on a football Friday as we get set for a big one. Eagles-Giants up in New York. The homecoming for Saquon Barkley. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I don't know if y'all know this, but in hockey, you need a goalie. Mr. Black Hockey has spoken, and he's here. He's on.
He's here. We're on. We have arrived. Eventually, we got here. All right, lots to get into today, Hugh, and here's where I want to start. So we got a big game Sunday, Eagles-Giants. Yesterday on the afternoon show, I'm driving home, talking about, is this a must-win game, which gives you a sense of how big this
urgency,
is.
Sense of urgency.
Yeah, for the season, for our psyche, especially after last week, for the head coach, who, you know, we'll see what he looks like on Sunday. We know last weekend he had a new look. So here's what... Here's what has been true for a very long time.
What's that?
A very long time. If there is one thing about the Eagles, no matter what's going on, when they're good, when they're mediocre, and mostly over the last decade, they've been either good or mediocre. A lot of good, some mediocre. One year they were bad. But for the most part, over the last decade, one thing is true about the Eagles. They beat the crap out of the Giants.
Yes.
That is the truth. Over the last decade, the Eagles are 17-4 against the New York Giants. Sirianni and Hurts, 5-2, including a playoff win over the New York Giants. This spans different coaches. It spans different regimes, different quarterbacks. It doesn't matter. The Eagles beat the Giants. And yet, Hugh, even with that fact in mind, I don't trust them to win the game on Sunday. They should. They're favored. They're better. I mean, I acknowledge all these things. But I just sit here on this Friday morning, and I don't trust that the Eagles are going to go win this football game. They have the better quarterback in the game, we assume, and we propose. They have the better coach of the game, I think. They have way more weapons. Yet there's something about this particular Eagles team so far this year, the way they've played, even last week at home off a bye against the Browns. Hugh, where are you at this morning? Because even though this is usually the Eagles' homecoming game, this is usually their, we got to get right, let's beat the Giants.
Get right game. This is the anytime touchdown game.
This is always for Saquon?
No, not for Saquon.
Oh, it was Boston Scott.
Boston Scott, this, anytime touchdown.
This was easy money.
Yeah, this was an easy money
Hugh,
game.
Hugh, do you trust the Eagles? Because I always do. In fact, last year, I think when they played on Christmas, I guaranteed a win before that game.
That sounds about right.
They always beat the Giants. And yet I don't trust them on Sunday. Hugh, do you trust the Eagles to win a game they should win?
I really don't have a choice in this matter.
Well, you do.
I mean, I don't. Because I've been very bullish all week on this team. And I felt like this was the week, with everything that has transpired, that this team was going to get back on track. So that's what I'm going with, yeah.
Sounds like tepid trust.
Well,
it sounds like you trust them, but tepid or no.
It's trust. It's trust.
Yeah, but all right. Now, there's two different kinds of trust. Like there's blind, full trust. You know, you ever do the fall test
or the,
the trust test?
Trust fall.
Trust fall, right? Yeah. Like you let someone, if someone falls and they trust you're going to catch them in their arms.
Yes. I did that when you know, that's what you did when you was in high school
and you went
on the little field trips and stuff.
I don't trust, like, if I'm falling and the Eagles have to catch me, I feel deep down they're going to drop me and I'm going to fall on Sunday.
I'll fall, but you best believe I'm going to have a damn helmet on. Because that head bounce on that concrete or that ground is something serious. So I'm definitely going to, you know, fall back, but I'm going to have a helmet on, you know.
Well, here's what I'm hearing from Hugh Douglas today.
What?
I'm hearing the untempered trust. I'm hearing the hand is shaking here.
I'm a little nervous.
Oh!
But I'm rolling with them. Joe, that's like, I'm not going to give you a bad analogy, right? I'm going to wait a little while. I'm gonna give it a little bit of time.
10-08 bad analogy?
Yeah.
Tongue-tied Hugh has arrived.
I trust him, though. I don't know what I'm going to get from this defense. I trust that they're going to win. Now,
You don't trust a damn thing, dude.
Now,
allow me.
He's talking about
your teeth.
First of all, do two things. Allow me to slow down and speak clear and concise before I start stuttering and y'all think I'm lying. let me slow down. Leave me alone. Let me think about what I'm trying to say. I trust that they're going to win the game. Now, this is where it gets a little in the gray area. Mm. How is that going to look?
Not great.
I feel like this is what feels comfortable to me. I feel like coming to work Monday, I feel comfortable saying that it might be one of the ones where the fans are a little bit upset. We might have some lively phone lines. So that's where I am with this team. We're going to win, but I think the phone lines are going to be jumping. Does that make you feel better?
No, not at all. Not actually, 215-592-9494. There's been no surer bet in the NFC East over a decade than the Eagles beat the Giants.
Yeah.
I started doing shows at WIP in 2013. I don't know if I've ever picked the Giants to beat the Eagles in a game. I don't know if I've ever done it. I mean, most of the time, Giants have stunk, which is obviously a big part of it. And Eagles have been mostly good, if not very good. But even when it's a weird game like this where the spread is 3 points and it feels like it's not a lock, I always just think the Eagles are going to win the game. Even last year, so they were 17-4 against the Eagles. The Eagles are 17-4 against the Giants the last decade. Even one of those losses, remember that game last year to end the season when they started the game with their starters, but they pulled them out at halftime. Like they were probably going to lose anyway, but Marcus Mariota finished that game. The Eagles, when they try to beat the Giants and they play full, beat them like a drum for a decade. And yet I'm going into this game on Sunday and I don't have trust. And you know what, Hugh? You let me down. Because I was looking at you to make me feel better. And you gave me tepid trust.
What? No, wait a minute, Joe.
I at least I got someone here. We'll get to it. Someone at WIP guaranteed a victory on Sunday.
Wait a minute,
Joe. I don't know if that made me feel better or worse.
The one thing that I've always been, since I've been here with you especially, is honest.
I know.
And truthful.
But sometimes you need to be lied to.
No, I'm not going to do that. I think they're going to win. I said that. How is it going to look? I don't think the way it looks is going to make us feel any better than we felt against the win we had against the Cleveland Browns.
So you're setting me up for fourth quarter 17-17.
No, I just feel,
get ready, buckle in.
I just feel like we're going to do a lot of in the first quarter. Let me say this too. I don't think they're going to score in the first quarter. If they do, that's great. But I don't think that's going to happen.
That'll make six straight games.
Let's get used to people. Let's wrap our mind around that today so we don't have to worry about that Sunday. So when it happens Sunday, you don't have any heart palpitations, no agita, nothing like that. You don't have heartburn. I'm trying to save y'all some yelling watching this game.
Hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Yeah, okay. They're not probably going to score in the first half.
First half.
Probably not. It's probably going to be.
If they don't score in the first half.
Okay, late in the first half. Does that make you feel better?
No, not
Joe,
at all.
I'm just preparing you. This is my job, to be honest with you and prepare you for potentially what might happen. I have an agenda. Now, the agenda is to try to help. See, I thought about this last night. I had an epiphany.
Oh, no, he's long thinking again.
No, listen.
Epiphany,
I had an epiphany. I'm laying in the bed. I'm like, you know how when God puts you in certain situations to help people out? That's why he brought me back to Philly, dog.
The good Reverend Douglas.
He brought me back to Philly to help the fan base out because they needed me. Y'all needed me.
This is a joke.
No, seriously, frankly. Kyle, I was thinking about this last night. And Grant, I always got to say it with this. I wasn't high. I was not high. But I got to thinking because I'm like, I am the salve to the wounds of the city.
You have got to be smoking
something. No, Kyle, listen. Because I have, like, when I think about this. Every day somebody calls and I look at the phone line and somebody's mad or whatever. And when I drop these pearls of knowledge, they change their mind about certain things. So I'm like, you know what? I was going to say Jim Jones, but that's not a good comparison. Jim Jones is not, because
you don't want to be Jim Jones.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think of somebody else. Who was it? Jerry Falwell. Is that a good one? I don't know. That don't sound like a good one either.
I think you're delusional.
No, but what? But the point is this.
You're not making either of us feel better.
No. But the point. No, Kyle, because you're just angry all the time.
No,
I mean,
that
just
me.
Happens. I'm saying, but I bring so much truth to this to these airwaves that people kind of, you know, they enjoy that.
All
so
right.
That's what I'm here for.
Well,
doesn't
that's...
help that I'm blind.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian, we got a little celebration in here.
Hey!
Why don't you tell the audience the big news?
Finally, after what, like 2 years?
About that.
2 years. I'm finally a resident of Pennsylvania. Well, up this way. I finally found a place. Bottom line, I found me a place. I finally found a place.
Moving day!
Yes! And I'm moving immediately. I'm moving immediately.
Who's more excited, you or the place that you were staying to get you out of there?
I haven't told him yet, but... I haven't sprung it on them yet.
Well, they know now.
Yeah, if they're listening, yeah, I finally found me a place, man.
So
I'm excited.
Hugh found a place before Bryce Huff got his first sack, full sack as an Eagle. So we figured that one out. That's
and I
awesome.
Did it before Halloween. I don't know what the actual. I don't think I beat any date.
Well,
I definitely
we moved
didn't beat
those goalposts about 15 times, so I'm not sure you beat anything. But
move the goalpost, yes.
All right, Hugh found a place.
I ain't got a stitch of furniture though.
You no sleep furniture. On the floor.
I'm gonna figure it out. You know they got the blow up mattresses. I'll probably get one.
Hugh's
of those.
A minimalist, dude. Don't need a mattress.
No, they. I call it. I like to call it living a Spartan lifestyle. So yeah, I'm used to that. I got my liquor though. I got my bourbon, so I'm cool. I got the weekend. I'm gonna start the weekend
the
off
before
Friday.
Empty place, bourbon, and an air mattress.
Good priorities.
Away he goes. All right, we're happy for you, Hugh. Hugh finally got a place.
Finally.
Now here's the question. Well, now that you're locked in somewhere, you could be comfortable. Will that make your takes more sane or less sane?
They'll probably be about the same.
Okay.
Because you know I'm going to be sleeping on the floor for a couple weeks.
That's more time to think.
That's right. Long thinking for Hugh Douglas. 215-592-9494. Do you trust the Eagles to beat the Giants on Sunday? This is one of those where if we had this conversation last year, year before, it's always a yes. It's the easiest thing. You go through the schedule. Yeah, Eagles beat the Giants. They do it. They beat them like a drum. It's hard for me to trust them right now, the way they're playing, the way they've played for all. Let's grab Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Football Friday, man.
Hey, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Ah, man, let's start with the big news. Hugh, man, I'm not going to lie. I'm really stunned, but congratulations.
Yeah, I'm stunned, too. It took forever.
Hey, I got a quick question. We don't need specific location, but what state will you be
Delaware.
Residing in?
Delaware. And I just, like, speaking of Delaware, like, when I move in, because it's in a neighborhood, kids, don't come to my house for trick-or-treat because we ain't doing that this year. I'm just letting you know right now. You knock on the door, you're just going to be knocking. I ain't got no candy for you.
What a way to endear yourself to the neighbors.
Oh, yeah, I'm not. Yeah,
here's
not
the new guy. Well, he's anti-Halloween.
I ain't got no damn furniture. You think I'm going to buy some candy to give away?
It's easy. Just get a couple Kit Kats. Come on. All right, go ahead, Chris.
So, Joe, you know you're in trouble. Then on a Football Friday, Hugh opens up as Mr. Black Hockey. So, you know it's just downhill from there. Yeah.
It does say something. It's a sign of things. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And then I also like the part where Hugh was dodging the question you were trying to ask him.
Uh-huh.
Like he was dodging the lie detector when he did all that long talk.
I wasn't dodging. I answered it. I answered the question.
Yeah, you said you ran out of time and they couldn't ask the question. So anyway, guys, let's go into this. And Hugh, you know, I'm going to ask a question and I'm going to ask for an answer before the end of the show. I want to know if there's a guarantee, but we'll let that go. We'll let Kyle and Joe work on it. So I don't know, Hugh. I think we need you, you know, out there because I think your old ass can get a better pass rush than what's going on with these pass rush we got right now. And I got a message to this team. So I know they like to listen and stuff. So, you know, this team is turning into dust right before our eyes. I want to remind all of those out there that like to throw the pom-poms for Nick and for this team. They were 4-10 over the last 14 games. So I don't know what games you're watching, but, you know, I'm watching this. So to you sensitive Eagles out there, okay, if you're listening, you people have been doing a lot of whining about the media and the fans. So you know what? Show us something. Give us a reason to trust you. Give us a reason to believe.
There we go. There he is, Chris. Is that our first music bet since the end
it's
of the Philly season?
Yeah.
I feel like we haven't had the the gusto for it.
There wasn't as much. There wasn't enough juice for the Browns game.
There was
who
not.
Was getting like super pumped up, especially after the way the Phillies.
No, you're right about that. There wasn't. I like what he said. It is put up or shut up time.
Four and ten.
Their last 14 games.
Yeah.
I just
trying to get it going.
If the Eagles want me to feel strong again and that they're going somewhere, can they just go and smack the Giants? Like win this game 30-13. That's all. I mean, and it sounds like a lot, but it shouldn't be. The Giants aren't good. I think they're a little bit more competitive than they have been, certainly were last year.
Yeah, but Daniel Jones, man, ain't that guy, man.
No. You're playing a non-playoff team on Sunday. The Giants will not make the playoffs. Beat them. Beat them like a drum. Kyle, do you trust the Eagles to win this game?
So, first of all, Hugh, very happy for you, buddy. Congrats. You're lying to yourself, though.
What am I lying
because,
about?
Because, dude, I can hear it. You don't trust the Eagles as far as you can throw them.
No, I trust him to win the game.
No, you don't.
I do, but here's the caveat.
Then guarantee it.
Really, Joe?
Well, have you?
Really?
I'm just saying, if you trust them, you'll guarantee it.
No, wait a minute. Give me a moment. Give me a moment. I'm not guaranteeing it. Let me tell you.
Those people pay good money for studio tickets
wait
here
a minute.
Today.
Because I try to play out the scenario of how I think the game's going to go in my head.
Ugly.
As I'm laying in the bed trying to figure out a way to salve the wounds of the Eagles fans. That's why God brought me back here. I just wanted to keep reiterating that point right there.
What is with you today?
It's Friday, man. I got a place to stay, and I'm sleeping on the floor tonight.
I can see the awful announcing headline now. Hugh Douglas thinks God brought him back to Philadelphia.
And I'm... Because I'm looking at it like this. Okay, be realistic about the situation that we're in. And I think a lot of times as fans, we're not doing that, Joe, because we expect put it like this. I'm back it up just a little bit. We came out of the bye week thinking that everything was going to be okay, correct? We thought we were going to look closer to the Detroit Lions than what we actually did,
that
correct?
That was the hope.
That was the hope.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
That wasn't the case. That was not the case. We stumbled, stuttered. Fail, whatever you want to call it, but we got to win.
I'm waiting for why we should trust them.
Wait a minute, this is because this is going to turn.
Sounds like why I shouldn't.
No, this is going to turn. But if we think it's going to be this weekend, I don't think that's realistic.
Dude.
This might be maybe next weekend, but definitely the week after that we play
Jacksonville. You know what this is? Like, you opened up by saying that you have a purpose being back here.
Yes.
I feel like we're all, it's Sunday, okay? And the pastor's standing up with the sermon, and I'm sitting there like, what's he talking about?
Well, you know, sometimes, to be fair, when pastors preach, it takes you a while to understand the word.
Trying to figure out where's he going
with
this.
Yeah, where he going with this. That's exactly. So I got you. You're on the same page.
Oh, no, I'm still skeptical. Very, very skeptical.
Anyone who has watched this team... There's no way that you can feel like that you trust the Eagles to go in and win the game. Do I think the Eagles are better than the Giants? Yes. Do I think they should beat the Giants?
Yes.
Yes. Do I trust them to do it? No.
Yeah, kind of.
What have we all been watching? They're 4-10 in their past 14 games. They're not a trustworthy team.
They haven't scored a point in the first quarter.
They're Dow Jonesy than a mofo, too. They're real Dow Jonesy. But I just feel like a lot has happened. The one thing that we know about this team, for a fact, is that they have rabbit ears. They listen to a lot about what's
being
said.
That's making me feel better?
No, but usually they course correct, and they usually do it almost immediately.
Well, they have had moments where they've bounced back at surprises. Here's the reality, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm getting out of the head coach on Sunday. Is he where he needs to be? Like I'm not even kidding. Like we've had a lot of fun with the Sirianni stuff this week because either you have to laugh or cry that the head coach is this unhinged at this point of his career. So we've laughed about it, right? We've tried to have fun with it. On Sunday in a tough spot, is Sirianni where he needs to be mentally?
I think so.
I
think so.
I hope.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the thing. We're both saying the same thing. You're hoping, I'm thinking, but we're both in the category.
You're trusting, where we're not sure.
I'm hearing a lot of, well, I trust him because I'm a fan. And like, I'm a fan,
I
too.
I didn't say that.
Can we be realistic?
No, but people, that's what we do.
No, you're doing the I have to trust him. No, you don't. I'm honest.
I'm saying I am trusting him because I'm looking at the practice from the week. I'm following the stuff that ESP is putting out there. Shout out to Elliot Shore Parks.
This may be your problem.
What? You know.
Well, because Elliot believes in the team and the coach.
I know the desire of an athlete. And coach, I guess, full disclosure, transparency. The whole mini man 50 Cent thing when he was standing there with his arm folded and everything. I felt like, wow, this might be the moment. That's how most... When they play the music like that in most movies, like Bad Boys and stuff, that means they about to put in work. I think this team about to put in work.
This is the guy who's watching Tubi movies. This is the guy who's listening to this.
I was looking for a good Tubi movie yesterday.
Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Do you trust the Eagles to beat the Giants on Sunday? They should. They're favored. They're better. The Giants are not a good football. Like, all these things are facts. Yet I don't trust them. And it's crazy because statistically, over the last decade, there's no surer bet in the NFL than the Eagles beat the Giants 17-4 last 21. Lamar in Philadelphia. Hey, Lamar. Hey, good, Lamar. What's up?
You guys are killing me, man, because I think out of all people, you should know, without having up coverage, without having allowing these quarterbacks to think before they snap the ball, you can't get pressure. I don't know what Huff is, but what I will say is I will not just say it was the Browns. I noticed they played press coverage last week, Hugh, and they got 6 sacks.
This is the truth.
So I need to see that being done another game, Hugh, because you as a defensive end, you know you in your prime, you wasn't getting to a quarterback in 2 seconds.
Nah.
And you were great. So at the end of the day, let's give it some time.
But I had some corners, man, that, boy, them cat. Bobby Taylor, can't speak good stuff about them enough. Bobby Troy, Al Harris, we had some dogs back there, man. Brian Dawkins, yeah.
As far as the offensive goes, I trust the Eagles simply, Hugh, because you got A.J., Barkley, and Hurts. They're probably 3 of the most mentally strong players you're going to get.
And you know what? To be honest, that's why I spout this foolishness when I say that, because we are too talented, man.
Oh, you guys are giving it. We had those same guys
last week. I'm just saying, Joe,
had 10 points in the fourth quarter.
We are too talented to be playing the way that we're playing.
But they're 4-10 last 14 games with these guys.
There's a disconnect.
Obviously, Barkley's new, but they've had talent for the last year. Why don't they play better, Lamar?
Well, my thing is, Joe, you're talking about they had talent. We all know they quit last year. Let's stop talking about last year. We know last year was a problem. They quit. At the end of the day, you had a Bozo as a coach. They quit on him. This year,
he said Bozo.
The Bozo's still here. Isn't he still here, the Bozo?
But he's been stripped of almost everything. Only thing he has to do now is talk to the fans.
It's the same situation as last year with him.
Well, Lamar, I wish he just didn't even talk to the fans, because that's not working out well for me there. Lamar, it's a good phone call. We appreciate it. We could say it's different, but it's the same head coach. And here's the issue. Whether or not it's Sirianni's fault or it is Kellen Moore's fault, they don't look particularly well coached early in games. They haven't scored a point in the first quarter. Listen to Dan Orlovsky yesterday on ESPN. This was as strong as a criticism of the Eagles as I've heard from any analyst all year. Here's Orlovsky yesterday.
This is the least prepared football team in the NFL. The least prepared. They've had 5 opening drives this season. They got 22 yards. So you mean to tell me an offense that has Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert and one of the best offensive line in football and Saquon Barkley, they got 22 yards. You guys know this, in my opinion at least. In the NFL, how you finish games is really about players. How you start games is really about coaching.
Because you're scheming it up.
You're scheming it up.
The first 15 plays are scripted on how you're going to be able to have success versus the defense.
Because the only team who hasn't scored a first quarter point.
As a defender, that's our biggest fear within the game, the first 15, because we know we're going to get schemed up and it's going to be something we haven't seen.
And so you're sitting there as a football team or as an organization and you see all the talent on offense. How can we not build a lead? How do we start every game slow?
I'm just saying, man, it brought me back to get people right. I was saying that all yesterday.
But wait, you hold on.
I'm just saying, you brought me back to get everybody right.
You're right. You said all the things they said. But then you tell me to trust the team that stinks in the first quarter.
Because this team has rabbit ears. And I'm just going to say it like that. They're hearing the same thing from everybody that has ever played this game. Says the same exact thing.
Well, then if they're listening right now, fix it. Fix it.
Yo, this is the thing that when I was laying up thinking about how, you know, I was brought back for the people, I was laying there last night and I was like, why? What metric, what analytics are you looking at as a head coach or as an offensive coordinator that tells you, and mind you, tells you when you know how precious possessions are. When I'm talking about possessions, you probably get, during the course of a 60-minute game, you get maybe 10 possessions.
10, yeah. 9, 10, 11.
Something like that.
Somewhere
and when
that
I mean
range.
Possessions, I'm talking about them four downs. What on God's green earth analytics are you looking at that tells you that you could take one of those possessions and play tiddlywinks to try to figure out what the other team is going to do? Knowing that the more possessions that you have, it limits the other team's possession and it puts them in pressure on them to actually score. Instead of going out and just trying to score points, 3 or 6, that's your options right there. Either I'm going to try to get 3 points or I'm going to try to get 6 points. I can care less what the defense is going to do when I touch the ball first, because my job with that first possession is to try to get as many points as I possibly can and put pressure on your offense to do the same.
What makes it even worse is the Eagles usually defer, right? They don't usually get the ball first. So they usually get only one possession of first quarter anyway, right?
So why are you playing with that one?
Right. By the time they actually get in their offense, it's the second quarter. It's got to change. 215-592-9494. Big V and Matt Laurel's up. What's up, Big V?
Yo, man, come on with this. God, you're killing me. Do I trust the Eagles to beat the Giants? We own the Giants. They don't win until we tell them they can win.
So you trust this team?
Did I leave a clue?
Hold on. The stat, you're right. The Eagles have owned the Giants for a decade. 17-4 last 21. Yet it doesn't feel like this team is trustworthy. You trust them to win this game Sunday?
Of course I do. And you know what? It don't feel like it's going to be 71 degrees today because I'm wearing a big, heavy jacket, but that's what they're projecting.
What does that mean?
But yeah, he had a moment.
What?
He had one moment.
Can you give me an actual reason you trust this team to play well? It's hard to trust them for me.
Because here's an analogy. To me, being a fan is like being a parent. You love your child like I love my team. You know,
I like this analogy, but you're all off. I love my kids, but my daughter, if there's cookies around and I say no more cookies, I know she's sneaking in the kitchen for another cookie. I love her, but she's going to grab the cookie. I love this Eagles team, but they're probably going to blow a game they should win. Like, you got to be realistic about you know your kids, you know your team, Big V.
And thanks for making my point. You trust your kid until you can't. I'm going to trust my team until I can't. And right now, we got way too many games for me to not trust.
Oh, I see what this is. Yeah, I got it, Big V. He's going to wait till all the cookies are gone before he says anything. I'm going to say, what are we doing? I see you eating the cookie in there. Like, you got to be realistic about it. Speaking of realistic, Herb in the Northeast. What's up, Herb?
What's happening? Hugh Douglas.
What's going on, man?
I got something for your new apartment.
What you got?
A beautiful, it's a sofa. It's got double on each end. It's a recliner, power recliner.
Oh, wow.
All leather, the best Italian leather, about $3,000. I got it up at Raymond and Flanagan about 3 years ago when I moved into my apartment. So if you want, I'll give it to you.
How much you want for it, Herb?
I'm about to say, yeah, that sounds expensive.
All you got to do is get a mover to come to my place, take it out, because it's got to be, you know, taken out right a certain way.
Well, is that you right? Should bring it to Hugh's
new
place.
I think we do a show trip. We do a remote broadcast from Herb's. We grab the sofa and we bring it to Hugh's new place.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Do you accept his offer, Hugh?
Hugh, you want the couch? It sounds nice.
Good.
Are you good? You don't have any furniture.
I want to sit in a furnitureless place first for a while. I don't mind. I'm not having any company.
I'll take a picture of it.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'll show it to you Monday night because I'm not working.
You should take that, Hugh.
Yeah, hear that, Hugh. That's a good offer. Herb's couch.
Okay.
Computer. Nobody's ever worn.
Why don't you want it anymore, Herb?
It's like too big for the area. I'm not just going, you got
a big old area.
Well, I think the area is small.
It's a small area.
He's got a big couch.
I got all my Empire stuff I had taken out of the closet. I got different things that are around, the joint.
Oh, it's a nice offer, Herb. That's great, Herb. Thank you.
You know, this going to sound like such a man thing. I'm just excited that I have a garage.
What are you going to put in there?
I don't know yet. My man John just texted me. Shout out to John Chapman. He was like, "It's about time for you to get that classic car." Like, you know, my car got stole like what 3-4 years ago, and I never replaced it. So that's probably I'm not worried about it. I'm probably replacing my vehicle first.
What would be wrong with Herb's furniture?
Why are you nailing me down on this?
I just want to know. It's a good offer.
Dude, listen.
It's free. You like
okay,
free stuff.
Okay, since y'all want
free food is here, grab it.
Since y'all want to put me on the spot,
yeah.
Herb's a freak. Ain't no telling what Herb's been doing on that couch. Love you, Herb, but I'm not taking Herb's couch because Herb, talk about his escapades.
He's getting banged every which way.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, that's, you know, I'm taking another man's couch?
Really? For free.
Yeah. Why do you think it don't fit? Knowing Herb the way that we know Herb, what do you think has been done on that couch?
This is a family show. We're not going to talk about that. 215-592-9490.
I'm going to put it up on Twitter.
If the people vote that you should accept Herb's offer for furniture, you got
to
do it.
By the end of the show, you either need to guarantee an Eagles victory or take Herb's couch. We got to have one or the other.
So I'm guaranteeing they're going to win the game.
You are?
I feel extremely confident
here. Did it on our podcast. It's for real. He did it on our podcast.
Elliot and I on the confidence island.
What are you, Joe Namath? What is this? You got a shag rug at home? What is this?
I'm so worried now. Like, it really feels like you might have done us in, man.
The Elliott Shore Parks guarantee?
I rarely, if ever, guarantee a win. But when I do, I'm almost never wrong. And that's
I feel like you guarantee wins a lot.
Because I think the team took a step forward last week. And no one wants to think about it or talk about it because everyone's so mad that Nick brought his kids to the podium.
Oh, no. Oh, no, everyone. The Elliott Shore Parks guarantee this morning. See, Elliott did it. Or Hugh Douglas. Now, that Elliott trusts the Eagles.
Huh?
Elliott trusts the Eagles. Hugh Douglas trusts the Eagles? Joe Giglio does not. We're talking third person here. I do not trust them.
This is the dilemma that I have when it comes to Elliott. Like every now and then, I like the fact that Elliott is really transparent and he believes in the takes that he has and he has conviction.
He's fearless.
Yeah, but I ain't about to do that. But guarantee no.
See, that's not real trust. Elliott's got real trust. Now here's the other question. Does Elliott's guarantee make you feel better about the Eagles? Because I think that's what it was designed to do. That morning show was not having it. John Richardson made him feel worse.
I mean, I'm glad he feels that way, but listen.
You have a kindred spirit. You and Elliott trust this team.
I like Elliott takes, but Elliott, the same cat that who was that young soccer player that he put on as one of the best players in the city or whatever? Like when we had that list?
Yeah.
And he looked at you with a straight-ass face and was like, yeah, he's one of the best. I mean, I get where he's coming from. And I always respect Elliott's opinions.
Kevin Sullivan, is that the kid's
name? Yeah, I think that was his name. Yeah. And then when he said he could out-squat everybody at the station.
Squat?
He said something to that effect.
Yeah, Yeah. I think he might have taken you out of the running, though.
Oh, okay.
No, but I'm saying, but just everybody else? I mean, yeah. Ike ain't the biggest dude, but he, like, Ike know where the weight room at. John Ritchie does.
Who squats?
Nobody, but nobody, not at this grown
age. I haven't done a squat since high school.
But when he said it, I'm like, now, you know, we set sometimes, and Elliot has had some takes, and we kind of just look at him, like, for real. But like I said, I respect him. But you still look at him like, for real,
listen,
dog.
I respect his guarantee. I don't know where it's coming from, but I respect it. Now, what do we think of what he said, that they got better last week? We just don't want to talk about it because we're distracted by other things. Did I watch the same game? Were they not 10-10 the fourth quarter with the Browns?
But Jalen didn't make any turnovers.
So that's the bar. Now we just lower that bar down?
No, it's not. If we're being honest, and I know people, I know I can see Kyle about to get triggered as soon as I say this.
No, I might actually agree with you.
If we take the fact that going into this week against the Browns, one of our biggest concerns was turnovers.
Yeah.
Didn't turn the ball over.
Okay.
That's a plus.
10-10 fourth quarter against a team that might have the number one pick at home off a bye.
That's a plus.
That's what I'm supposed to use to feel better?
I'm just saying it's the truth.
Well, I don't think we should feel better, but, I mean, granted, the bar, admittedly, very low. Very low. But Elliot has a point that it was at least a step in a positive direction.
It was.
They didn't allow the Browns to score an offensive touchdown.
Well, that too.
Terrible offense. They did get 5 sacks. Again, sack magnet, Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And they didn't commit any turnovers. Really, the biggest score the Browns had.
It was a clean, other than the special teams issue.
It was the special teams. Yeah. And Saquon had a bad sequence, which we don't expect to happen. Again, Saquon's a great player. Like, I mean, Elliot does have a point that was, I mean, at least in terms of like a more complete football game, that was the most complete game the Eagles played all year.
Mm.
It is.
Right. Well, no, you're right. I mean, I can't argue with it. It's just, again, 10-10, fourth quarter against the Browns. And Deshaun Watson completed 11 straight passes in the fourth quarter. They like, that happened. And he can't complete passes against anybody. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here to talk to everyone on this. Do you trust the Eagles to win this game on Sunday? I don't. Kyle doesn't. Hugh does, tepidly. Elliot's giving guarantees on the morning show. Where do you come down? Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
How we doing, Jeff?
Hugh, congratulations on the new home.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
I don't have a couch to offer you, but I do have a nice Bowflex stationary bike if you're in our...
You know what's funny?
A bike and a couch? You're halfway there.
You know what's funny, Jeff? I was, again, last night, because I'm a minimalist, but I did need a treadmill or a Stairmaster. Because I have a treadmill in Atlanta, but it'll probably stay in Atlanta.
You got to get that up here.
Yeah. It's going to probably cost a lot to ship that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably.
My house is in the Wilmington area, so it'll be close.
Yeah, probably. Anyway. Yeah, probably cost a lot.
Okay, so if we've got to use the Browns game as a, I'll say, I don't know if Elliot called it a turning point or a gauge of how good this team could be, we're in serious trouble, man. Am I not seeing that right?
Jeff, I see it similarly. Like the bar's lower to the point where that makes us feel better, maybe we're not as good as we...
The bar is in a ditch. The bar is in a ditch. I can jump over it. Like, come on, man.
They should have won that game by 2 scores, and we won by 4 points. Now, and if the Browns get the ball back, I don't even know if they win the game.
Look, anytime an NFL defense can shut out another NFL's offense with no points, I'm that's good. I'm not going to lie. That's decent. But that really shouldn't be the bar that we should be trying to get over.
Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, what do you think? You now have been offered a bike, stationary bike, and a couch.
Yeah, and I appreciate it, man. And you know, between the two,
yeah,
the bike seems a little bit more of a safer bet than Herb's couch.
Yeah, we could take those two. If you have any housewarming gifts you want to give to Hugh, you can tell us those today. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We got a lot going on here. Will Hugh Douglas guarantee victory on Sunday? If he really, really trusts the Eagles, he will by 2 o'clock.
I trust him.
You keep telling yourself that. I don't, and I'm worried about this game tonight.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.